Today's episode of The Chaser Report brought to you by Unsupervised Interns.
So, Alec Baldwin.
No. No, Lockie. Too soon. Too sad.
Why do you have to shoot me down?
Lachlan.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Striving for mediocrity in a world of excellence, this is The Chaser Report.
Hello and welcome to The Chaser Report for Monday, the 22nd of November, 2021. We have Charles Firth, my name is Dom Knight, and we have someone who is very big news in Bathurst. It's Gabby Bolt, ladies and gentlemen, Gabby Bolt.
Actually, my name now is local Bathurst hero, Gabby Bolt.
What happened?
So I don't know if you guys are aware of the most prestigious award in the Central West, but I have been asked to be a part of the local heroes of Bathurst.
Hang on, is this that they want someone local to like play them on, or are you potentially a local hero of Bathurst?
Local hero of Bathurst, and I have to give my top experiences of the Bathurst region. It's like for a tourism campaign magazine thing. They do it every year. And you get like a little photo taken and they tell everyone about it. And everyone in Bathurst talks about who's the heroes this year. I think sometimes you get a tree planted in your name.
Do you get to meet Peter Brock?
Well, no.
Charles.
No one can meet Peter Brock.
Too soon.
Yeah.
Too soon.
10
Although
years.
He was a local hero of Bathurst. So you'd be walking in his tire prints.
Well, I think these awards mostly go to mostly local people. But the email is actually really lovely. It says, "Hi, Gabby. I'm super excited that you're working with The Chaser. In parentheses, I used to subscribe when they actually printed a newspaper."
Oh, wow.
Wow.
She must be very old.
We probably owe them money.
Yeah.
Question one. They're promoting the fact that you left Bathurst to make your career.
Is that a good thing? Oh, I think it's like, it's a nice, if you left but you still like it, then you're in the good books. But what I find very funny is that they've asked for their tourism campaign for 5 favourite destinations around Bathurst that I would give to them.
Can you name 5?
I don't know. Well, excuse me.
How many Maccas are there? 3 Maccas in Bathurst.
2 Maccas, thank you very much. 3 Subways. But I can name 5. I just don't really know if they're going to want the 5 that I've got.
what are they?
Well, you know, bus stop near post office where I smoked a durry once while drunk. Great stop. The church that is now burnt down that I once got a sausage snag from while absolutely hammered from the Christian people. And they were really nice about it. And then they tried to invite me in to become part of the church. And I was so drunk that I was about to agree. And then my friends had to take me away. It was like 1 a.m. I had no idea where a sausage sizzle was happening. Anyway, so that's like 2. 3, probably the town Maccas.
Charles, I don't know if you're hearing what I'm hearing, but I'm hearing a genuine local hero of Bathurst.
Yes.
And a true reflection of Bathurstian culture.
And the fourth one would be the wall at the Dudley where Nina Oyama threw up.
It seems to me that all your places are related to getting incredibly drunk. So drunk, in fact, you forget where you are.
Oh, yeah.
You know what, though?
That's the way.
Bathurst, much better place to get smashed than Orange.
Oh,
careful with your words there. You might actually get some genuine hate mail for saying that. Not from me. Bathurst people will love you for it.
I mean, Orange has lovely vineyards, but if you want the Gabby Bolt trail, you've got to go to Bathurst.
Elton John had the option of Orange or Bathurst, and he chose Bathurst as well. So, I mean, if it's good enough for Elton John, then it's good enough for everyone.
Closer to Sydney.
That's not it. No, he loved the church that offered sausage snags that time.
Gabby, congratulations to you. And also congratulations to Bathurst Tourism on finding a way to get free content from locals.
They can always get it from me.
So does this mean we have to call you the Gabby Bolt now?
No, not yet.
Only when in Bathurst. And when are we going to go there?
No one. Oh, no. Actually,
we're
going to
do Bathurst
there week.
Okay, we're going to do a Bathurst
week. Are we going to do a Bathurst week?
If someone will give us free accommodation,
my mum has offered several times.
If someone other than Gabby's mum.
No, my mum. You can come and help feed the chooks. It'll be great.
No, I want to stay at the Best Western or something.
Oh, you can stay at Ridges. That's where all the famous people stay.
Oh, okay.
Where did Elton stay?
Elton, I think Elton might have stayed at Walgreen Valley like an hour and a half away, the big five-star resort. I love it. But no,
Elton,
you guys
came near us.
You guys should stay at Ridges. It's right on Mount Panorama. It's where all the race car drivers stay. It's the nicest hotel in Bathurst.
Okay.
That's my fifth spot.
We'll try and get a sponsorship deal. Hey, we know people at Airbnb.
I'm not joking. We could probably do it. Okay. I could get them to do it.
We're doing it.
Wait, let's do it. Let's go to Bathurst.
On today's show, Xander wraps up his film festival odyssey, given that the festival is finally over.
Plus, I've got to tell you what happened on my way to this studio today, because it's a disaster.
Oh, Charles. Always reliable. And so we're coming up right after Beck in the Chaser Newsroom.
In international news, America has become the first country to legalize murder following the Kyle Rittenhouse trial. Al-Qaeda has congratulated Joe Biden on the move, saying they hope they can finally bridge their differences. Scott Morrison has asked Australian intelligence communities to refrain from calling anti-vaxxers terrorists in wake of protesters' threats to kill Daniel Andrews. The Prime Minister said that ASIO should focus on actual threats, like environmental activists who are trying to kill things that matter, like the coal industry. The dodgy fuckers in charge of the country have officially backflipped on their election promise to launch a federal ICAC. 6 months before the upcoming elections, the dodgy fuckers shocked journalists around the country when they announced they don't actually plan to create a federal ICAC for some reason, after months of blatantly saying they don't want one and sidestepping allegations of corruption. Those are the latest headlines from the Chaser Report. I'm Rebecca De Unamuno, and I'm not looking forward to dying of dehydration while struggling for a car park at Westfield this holiday season.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Today's episode of The Chaser Report brought to you by Unsupervised Interns. Lachlan.
Yes, Gabby.
Why have you stacked all the chairs on top of each other?
I am now king. I am king chairman. I am chairman of the board, man.
This is why we need an interview process.
A couple of weeks ago, Xander set himself the task to watch 36 movies at the Sydney Film Festival, which was probably a way to watch movies on work / tax deductible time. But it was a huge effort to dash between sessions. He also took on the task of organising the after party for the end of the film festival. Xander, did you do any of the above?
Okay, I got to...
Can we take bets before he answers?
Yeah, take bets.
Okay, 33.
I actually think he saw all the films, but I have no idea if he remembered the after party.
I reckon he saw the 36 films, but at least five of them he would have seen online.
I don't want to in any way reflect on Xander's character, but I suspect that the after party may have been some texts going, hey, guys.
Party at mine.
Party at mine in five.
Okay. So I got to 33 films in cinemas.
Oh, right. Okay.
I was right.
I missed right. two because Charles Firth last minute invited me to the James Bond premiere.
Oh, fair enough. Yeah.
And so I was like, art house films or James Bond premiere. So I ditched the art house films.
Yeah, fair enough.
And then I missed two more films because I needed sleep.
Yep.
Because I was staying up watching 3-hour movies every night in cinemas. So I got to 33 films all up, and that's pretty good.
That's pretty good.
And the one question that I have about the films is, was the James Bond any good?
James Bond was good.
Yeah.
It was good.
Oh, that's great.
That's not what you want, is it? You just spent the whole week watching independent films. You go see the biggest James Bond event of the movie, and all you can say is, it was good.
Did it make everything else pale in comparison, or did you go, actually...
Everything else is better.
All the sort of festival films are actually better and meatier.
Yeah.
And
the world
of
film is a big lie, and we should be funding more independent filmography.
I mean, it's hard to say because I saw Dune the night before, and it's hard to say that Dune as a $150 million movie is a small independent film.
That's true. I keep forgetting Dune was a part of it.
But yeah, no, overall, it's quite good. And like, there were some films that were a bore, and I nearly fell asleep. There was one film I had a half an hour nap in, woke up, and still understood the last 2 hours of the movie.
Nice. What was that called?
Drive My Car.
Are we obviously going to flame that publicly? Or?
No, it's a good film. No, I was just tired.
Well, the hour and a half that you saw of it was good.
Actually, for a lot of people, Xander falling asleep is a reason to go to it, isn't it?
So, but my read on this is that the best film in the Sydney Film Festival fortnight is No Time to Die. Poor Nashin came on the podcast, gave up so much of his time, entrusted you with the after party. And all you can say was, yeah, James Bond.
No. So what happened to the after party?
Okay, so I don't know if anyone's been out at Sydney on 10 o'clock on a Sunday, but no. There's nothing open apart from dumplings in Chinatown.
Ooh, pretty lit though.
And so did you organise it?
Yeah,
did
we went to dumplings in Chinatown.
Did Kate Blanchett come?
No.
Who's we in this
Who's
scenario?
We?
Jeffrey Rush.
Is it you in a book?
No.
Richard Roxburgh?
My Kindle was there, but it was me. George, who I'd seen five or six other films with, and another few friends. It was pretty good.
But what about
high-profile people?
What about the people from the film festival, Xander?
No one wanted to come. I don't know if you've hung around the State Theatre after everyone's leaving and gone, hey, guys, do you want to come do dumplings with me in Chinatown? There's very few people who are keen for dumplings in Chinatown.
I'd be keen for dumplings in Chinatown. I'll go right now.
Can I just point out that Xander spent a week and a half at the film festival? And now he says theatre.
Yeah.
Theatre. Yeah.
He got some culture.
Yes, it was quite nice. Mm. But the funniest thing that happened to me on the last day of the festival was an old French lady was sitting next to me in one of the movies, right? And I'm eating veggie chips, and I don't know if anyone's eaten veggie chips before, but they're not exactly a silent thing to eat. They're a bit crunchy.
Yeah.
And so the film ends, and I stand up, I'm zipping up my bag, and I hear this French lady go, piglet. And I turn to her and I say, excuse me, sorry? And she goes, piglet. And I'm like, oh, what? Like Winnie the Pooh? And she's like, no, not like Winnie the Pooh. Piglet.
What does that mean?
And I'm so confused at this stage. I go, did you like the movie? And she goes, yes, I like movie, but I hate when people eating chips through a movie. Loud, chomping.
Can they make a movie about this woman?
Tend to agree with her. Like, I hate people who make noisy noise during a movie.
I understand, but she could have asked me to stop rather
at
than
any
call
point.
Me
but what did piglet mean?
Well, I'm surprised that like everyone else who eats veggie food, you didn't go, oh no, these are vegetarian.
My mum calls me piglet when I eat too fast.
Oh, I see.
I thought it was quite sweet. I was like Winnie the Pooh. That's so nice.
Mm. Yeah, you were stuffing your face.
You're
well,
a pig.
In a Winnie the Pooh sense, though, piglet was the smartest.
You're not even a pig. You're too young to even have
you're
made
a little
a pig.
Overall, it's good experience. I recommend heaps of the movies from the festival: French Dispatch, The Power of Dog, Titane. If you want something off the walls, and No Time to Die, and June, all great.
And if you're having trouble sleeping, go see that one about the car.
Yeah, Titane.
I like that Xander's like, I can pull some legit film criticism out of this.
Yeah, you can ramble it together.
I can pull it back.
Xander, it has been genuinely entertaining. And let's face it, probably more entertaining than some of the movies you watched.
Thank you for endorsing my tax-deductible adventures.
And if you want to call Xander a piglet, just xander@chaser.com.au. Send him an email.
Leave it in the reviews as well. We'll love reading that on a Friday.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Today's episode of The Chaser Report brought to you by Unsupervised Interns. Lachlan.
Gabby, I'm just here.
I'm recording,
I know you want
dude.
Some hot coffee. Here's some hot coffee.
No, liquid.
Before we go, Charles, you had a disaster tale, and I don't want to let you leave this room without telling us what it was.
So, yeah, it is a bit of a disaster. So what happened was my bike...
Oh, no, not this.
...has been squeaking. I went and got it serviced a few weeks ago. Ever since then, it just squeaks the whole time. Just riding it along squeaks, right?
Not ideal.
Are you sure that's not your hips?
So I decided to oil it up, right? Oh. And the only thing...
The bike or your hips?
Don't.
Oh, maybe it is my hips. You're right. Oh, anyway. Well, this didn't stop this anecdote from happening, which is... So I thought it was my bike, and so I went to oil it up. The only thing that I had that was a lubricant was WD-40.
No. Right? Oh,
and,
no.
And it didn't have the nozzle on it, so it just had the sort of thin sort of thing
the
on
spiky
it.
Spiky thing, yeah.
Yeah, and so I just went, okay, well, I still really want to stop my bike from squeaking. So I just sort of pushed it down with my finger, and it just sort of poured out everywhere. And I didn't know where it was squeaking. Like, it's very hard to tell when you're on the bike where the squeak's coming from. So just went, okay, everything that moves on this bike, I'm just going to pour a lot of WD-40 is coming out. So did that. It was very smelly and everything like that. Get on the bike going, oh, my God, I am a genius.
Yep.
I have solved the problem of squeaky bikes. The only problem that remains is now... My brakes do not work.
Shit.
Because...
Yeah, they require friction.
There is a lot of lubricant on the fucking brakes.
So there is such a thing as too much lube.
And it is. Very nice.
Thank you.
So on my way here, I was going, okay, well, I'll just ride a bit carefully to get here.
Yeah.
I don't want to sort of think. But I was riding down this hill. Fuck. But I had the right of way. So I was thinking, okay, well, this will be all right.
Like, you just zoomed out. Yeah. Hope all the cars get out of your way.
This it'll is flatten a horror out.
And then your braking strategy was just flattening out.
Sheer and then, hope.
And oh then this God. Car pulls out.
Oh,
like,
fuck.
Totally didn't have the right of way. Like, it was fucking.
Yeah, it's
fucking
the car's fault.
Fuck. And I, like, literally came within five, you know, like, literally about a meter of T-boning the car and dying. Like, and I just went, fuck you! Like that. Because it was their fault that I couldn't brake.
I just want to rewind to a few years ago when Charles famously had a couple of beers at Yum Cha.
Oh, yes, I've heard this
with
story.
Sam Dastiari, yes. It's an important detail, went Classic. Off your bike and completely shattered your elbow.
Elbow, yes. Yeah, I've seen the photos.
And Charles, can you be careful when you get on a bike?
No, but the whole thing is that the reason why I fell off that bike back then was that my brakes were really, really... solid, like just the moment you pressed them, they'd stop the bike, and that's why I fell over the handlebar.
Or it was
terrible.
Because you were very well lubricated at lunch.
No, I can tell you, it was because it was too abrupt. The brakes were too abrupt. That problem is now solved.
I guess.
Leave us a 5-star review. It can be your posthumous gift to Charles when he dies.
Or you could just tell him some completely flat areas to drive.
That would work too.
The bike.
Bathurst, except for Mount Panorama.
Oh, yeah.
Take the bike.
I'll bring the bike.
Take the bike on Mount Pan. It won't end badly at all.
No.
Conrad Strait will fix you right up. Be right.
Our gears from Road Microphones are part of the Acast Creator Network. Catch you this afternoon.
In Bathurst.
No.
Come on, guys.